A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Bimbo News. With your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And we have a doozy of an episode coming at you soon, based on a TikTok that went viral, and it is crazy. I have to watch it today. 8 hours
of fun. Oh, boy. You're in for a treat. Let me tell you. It's my favorite thing I've consumed recently.
Because I don't think you can, like, do a higher speed on YouTube. So I might have
you
to
can.
Watch it on... Oh, you can? Okay,
yes,
good.
You can.
Okay, because I was like, oh, boy.
I know. That's why I sent you that link, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, you can choose speed.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Good. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-42069.
Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
Rebecca N. and Marissa.
Welcome to the
Welcome.
Team, y'all. We are likely to have you. We are very likely to have you. What a week for news. This week in weird. This is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen.
So funny. So I was so confused at what this was, because there was the whole Kate Middleton thing going on, and then people were like, what if Kate Middleton's at the Wonka experience? I'm like, what does any of this mean?
Yeah, it's like a Mad Libs.
And it's this, okay, so it's a live Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, Scotland. Yes. Glasgow. This poster looks like, you know, amazing. Like, live experiences are like, they're pretty popular. Yeah. Like, the Stranger Things did like a live experience.
Yeah, live exhibit here, which I went to. I don't know if you went to it. It was,
no, I didn't.
It was really cool. Like, there was the monster, and they had basically reenactments mm-hmm. of the sets, and then you could buy merch, and it was really interactive and immersive and really fun.
Well, this was the opposite of that. It was yeah. The poster looked like, oh my God, well, going into the Wonka factory, this is going to be great.
Yeah,
but it turns out the poster is like AI generated, because if you look closely, you're like, wait a minute, fingers. It's always the fingers. So it's this company called House of Illuminati is the event company.
Oh, boy.
And the website says it's a journey filled with delicious treats and enchanting adventures. So, like, people were buying their kids tickets. They were like $44, I think.
Yeah, they weren't cheap.
No. And some people drove like 2 hours to go there, and they get there, and it's a warehouse.
Yeah, it's like an empty warehouse.
Empty warehouse with like the poster that's on like the flyer is like printed out.
Yeah.
Like just taped to the wall.
And not even a high res
version.
And it doesn't even cover the whole wall.
No.
It's like they did like an 8x12 printed out version duct taped to a wall.
And then like there's this rainbow thing arch where you enter that's like just so cheap. And it was all like put together the last minute. There's an image of the Oompa Loompa girl that's like in her little lab, like serving stuff.
Yeah, so then
she just looks so sad.
The room is essentially empty except for this archway. And it's not even a room, it's like a warehouse.
It's a
warehouse. A huge space. It's essentially empty except for this one picture that I essentially guess that you could take photos in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the archway. And then there's a little table with this quote unquote Oompa Loompa that looks like a meth lab. There's like, there's smoke, and she apparently is just handing out 3 jelly beans in a bag.
I think it's 2 jelly beans.
2 jelly beans and half a glass of lemonade.
Half a glass of lemonade.
And it looks, she looks, it's crazy.
Did you see this character called the Unknown?
Yes, the Unknown. Which is not a part of the Wonka lore.
No.
They've added it.
There's videos of these kids going through, like, there's this Willy Wonka guy, and there's a mirror, and behind it pops out this person wearing, like, an all-black costume.
Yeah, and a mask.
And is like, ooh, it's the great unknown, and these kids are like, like, it's scary.
Yeah, they're scared.
And it's not, nowhere in Willy Wonka does that creature exist.
No, and they're saying the unknown is a creature that lives in the walls of the Wonka factory and scares children. But it's so funny because now all the actors are making TikToks. Have you seen them?
Yeah, because they were all hired like...
On Craigslist.
They were given the script of what to say the night before. They were given their costumes that morning. But it was like all like Amazon boxes of like, here's your costume.
Yeah.
And the scripts were like AI generated.
Oh, God.
Some of the stuff they say like isn't even in the movie, has nothing to do with the movie.
Of course
they're paid
not.
$16 an hour.
What a disaster. It is so funny. It's just, it seems like performance art, but it's not.
Right.
And there's no chocolate. That's the funniest thing.
No chocolate
in the entire experience.
There's jelly, and you get 2 jelly beans.
Yeah, these poor kids and these poor parents who spent money on this. It is
like, what a scam. Why? I can't wait to see like the documentary about this because
I know
for sure, there needs to be like an in-depth.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened.
Yeah, they're like the fire fest of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Well, speaking of eating.
A bodybuilder ate coins because he thought they had zinc in them. That zinc helps bodybuilding.
Why not so just he's take like, a zinc supplement?
He ate 39 coins and 37 magnets. It was in New Delhi. They took x-rays of his. He's like, well, zinc is good for your muscles. He's 26.
This is crazy.
He had massive metal clots forming in his intestines. And he was undergoing treatment for an undisclosed psychiatric condition as well.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. I mean, that's like dog behavior.
That's dog behavior.
Yeah, that's like dog baby behavior.
Yeah, it's like just, my cat had to have surgery because she ate one of my hair ties. Like,
yeah, that's insane. I mean, they have supplements. They have zinc supplements.
Take supplements.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad he's fine, because that is, it looks, 39 coins and 37 magnets. That's crazy. I mean, because you would think the coins and the magnets would stick together.
Are coins? No, they're not.
What's our next story?
Moving on. Well, speaking of the Wonka thing, Kate Middleton, she's been like trending on Twitter for a few days now, because she had a abdominal surgery, which could be like a myriad of things.
Is that how this all started? Because I wasn't sure how it all started.
Yeah. So she had abdominal surgery in January. And they said she was going to be recovering in the hospital for like 10 days. But she hasn't been seen since Christmas. And they said she's not going to be resuming duties until Easter, which is what, April?
Oh, no, it might be earlier than that, but I'm not sure.
It's very secretive. And they said it was a planned abdominal surgery. But Kate and William, I guess, had a trip for Italy planned like early this year. So they're like, well, it doesn't seem like it's planned, though, because why would they book a trip to Italy?
Right.
So it's weird because, like, I feel like they're pretty open about medical stuff sometimes, like King Charles has cancer, and like they came out and said it,
yeah,
like right when he was diagnosed, and like they're normally like, oh, they're in the hospital because of this, but it's very mysterious, so a lot of people had theories.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because Kate Middleton is out, Charles, she's not working full time, and she's been MIA. Charles isn't working full time.
Right, he's because doing cancer treatments.
It's Harry?
William. What's it? William.
William. Okay, yeah. So William isn't working full time.
He canceled last minute appearances or something.
Yeah, and now Camilla announced that she's taking a break and not working full time.
Camilla is too?
Yeah, she just announced it. So all four senior royals in the royal family currently are not working full time.
Oh, I wonder if Charles's cancer is bad.
Yeah, so
it seems
like
it's bad for them to like announce immediately, as opposed to like him getting treatments and being like, "Oh yeah, he had cancer a while back. He's fine." So it must be bad.
So it's like, I don't know if that's unprecedented, but essentially the whole royal family is like taking a break.
Wow.
Right.
Weird.
So, and it's funny because people are like, wow, well, you know, the two people who could step up and do it, like Meghan and Harry, you kind of like excommunicated. So,
right. But yeah, there's a lot of funny theories that Kate Middleton.
What are they?
That she was working at the Live Wonka Experience.
I heard one that like she's getting a BBL.
I heard that
it's a
too.
A 3 to 4 month recovery process.
I heard
BBL.
That too. I tweeted that maybe she cut her own bangs and she's just letting them grow out.
Been there, girl.
Been there. Another theory is that she's dead, or that she's in a coma.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
It's weird. I wonder what abdominal surgery. I mean, that could be it. That could be your appendix. That could be.
Well, that's like a weekend. I think appendix is like it's. I mean, maybe she had a miscarriage, and they're all like grieving over it or something.
Yeah, or like,
I mean, I know
she
that's
had to have a C-section or something. Maybe it's like pregnancy,
and then there was a
issues.
Complication, and there's a complication with the birth. I mean, that I don't know.
Who knows?
I guess we'll see what happens. But there. Yeah, but then there's this other thing just happened, too.
Right. So Pippa Middleton, who is Kate's sister, she dated this guy named Thomas Kingston, I think, like, 10 years ago or, like, a while ago. He died by a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Friday, and it was the day before. It was like the day of where Prince William announced that he's bowing out of these like appearances.
Something's going on over there.
Something's going on. He's part of the some sort of royalty prince and there's so many fucking royals over there.
Yeah,
the
I Kingston feel like everyone's family a royal.
Or something. Yeah. But yeah, just a lot of weird stuff going on.
Well, I guess we'll see what unfolds, but that's...
I don't know.
That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Like, did Camilla just announce she was...
Yeah, I think it was like yesterday or something. I saw it on Twitter. Easter's March 31st, so...
Oh.
I mean, well, we'll see. I mean, that's coming up, so we'll yeah. see if she... That's funny. Easter commemorates the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and that's when she's gonna...
That's funny.
That's when she's coming back. That's silly. Unrelated. What's going on here?
Did you read about the Wendy's?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
They were gonna announce something called like dynamic pricing, where the prices of their food would fluctuate, like... Rush hour would be more expensive, apparently.
Like, can you do that?
I mean, you can do that, but people were like, oh, hell no. Like,
yeah,
having to be punished for, because most people, you know, go there at the same time, like dinner, lunch, whatever.
Right.
And like raising the prices, it's like, well, you're just kind of punishing people for having jobs because that's like some that's maybe they only have a lunch break, maybe that's when they get dinner, and like also are you going to pay your employees more during those times?
Right. Also, you're acting like Wendy's is a luxury product,
right?
Like, if you're charging more, I'm just going to go to the Carl's Jr. down the street that has the same prices.
Exactly. And someone
it doesn't make any
they
sense.
They were comparing it to like Uber and Lyft, how they do surge pricing.
Yeah,
but it's like because there's no other option.
Yeah, it's demand.
Yeah.
There's not enough drivers, you know? Yeah. That's yeah. the
but
silliest
I guess they,
thing.
I guess they canned it. They're like, we're not doing it.
Good. I mean, that's one of the good things about social media is everyone complains yeah. and then it gets
right.
A
You're
change.
Like, we're not doing that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a hard pass, Wendy's.
Crazy. Like, imagine going there and being like, well, it's actually $2 more. Like,
yeah,
why?
No.
For no reason. You don't need to charge more just because you can.
It's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, this story is banana town. I like to come with the unhinged stories.
I love it.
So this is a groom's unhinged mom hired. This is a crazy caption. Groom's unhinged mom hired goons to throw red paint
goons.
At bride. Yeah, goons hired red paint at... I got really thrown off.
This is a crazy sentence.
Yeah. Groom's unhinged mom hired goons to throw red paint at bride as she walked down the aisle, and she didn't stop there.
Oh, she didn't?
So I guess this mom hated... The woman her son was marrying. Right. So it says, this is from the New York Post. A couple's dream of the perfect wedding is in tatters after the groom's family reportedly tried to sabotage the big day. The man was born into a wealthy family in Ciudad Obregón, Sonora, Mexico, and his family had dreamed of him marrying a rich girl.
But he was rich himself.
Yeah. So I think they wanted, it was like a right. status thing. Okay. Like they wanted him to marry a certain status. But Alexandra wasn't from a rich family, leading the future in-laws to suspect she was only with the man for his money. So they started doing anything they could to put a stop to the relationship. The second the relationship was established, the groom's family rejected the prospect of welcoming Alexandra. This family looks like they suck.
Yeah.
So... Everyone's like, I've heard the Alexandra is like a lovely girl. She's not a gold digger or anything. She's really nice. So, but due to her lack of family money, the in-laws launched a harassment campaign against her. threatening her and trying to bribe her with a blank check to leave her boyfriend.
Well, a blank check. I mean,
yeah, I'd be like, okay.
I might consider it.
I know. Determined to prove herself as anything but a gold digger, she ignored the constant complaints.
Wow.
But then at the wedding, oh my God. Upon hearing the news of her son's engagement, Alexandra's mother-in-law-to-be faked a heart attack.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. So if you thought that was bad, just wait. So on February 18th, the family refused to attend the wedding.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I guess on February 18th at the wedding, the goons came and threw red paint on the bride's dress right before she walked down the aisle.
I mean, what? Like, that's not going to stop a wedding. Like, oh no, I'm covered in paint. Guess I can't get married anymore.
It didn't. I guess it brought them even closer.
Wow. Yeah, it's like a Romeo Juliet type of thing.
Totally. It was like they trauma bonded, I'm sure.
Oh, she was able to change into another dress.
Yeah, they went on their honeymoon, and now I guess that mother is hated by the whole town.
Yeah, what a bitch.
That's so crazy. Can you imagine?
That's crazy. The mother-in-law tried to steal the groom's passport before the honeymoon.
This lady, like, has mental issues.
Yeah.
You're in love with your son. You need to seek help.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Well, here's another mother story. This went viral on Twitter. A mom lost $800,000 in her disability case after photos emerged of her winning a tree throwing competition.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I guess she got in a car crash and she was suing for $800,000 in injury,
right?
Saying that a 2017 car crash caused her debilitating neck and back pain that prevented her from holding down a job.
I bet.
And then, she said that she lost income and would lose future income totaling in $500,000. And then I think it was like on Facebook or something. I don't even know why you would participate in this, but I guess there was some sort of Christmas tree throwing competition where after Christmas, you take your tree and you throw it and see how far you can throw it.
Oh, that seems
and
fun.
The pictures. Yeah, it does actually seem kind of fun. The pictures came online and the opposing counsel was like, your neck and back seem okay.
What an idiot. What are you doing? So, you're getting free money.
I know. That's
all
so
you had
crazy.
To do was not throw a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's
all you had to do.
Literally bare minimum. Bare minimum. You just had to not throw a Christmas tree publicly.
Wow.
So her dream of disability was shattered.
So funny.
Yeah, not a very good Christmas for her. Entertainment news.
Oh, sad. Richard Lewis died.
Yeah, so sad. He was so great.
Yeah. Larry David posted something about him.
Was it a heart attack?
Yes, but he had like health issues. He was held 76.
Wow.
But it's sex. I'm watching the new season of Curb, even though, like, I don't know. It's
he had Parkinson's.
Yeah. It's very hit or miss, the seasons. Like, the past few seasons have been like,
I stopped. I bowed out a little bit ago.
Yeah. It's really weird. Some of them are really good, and some are like, this is not good.
Yeah. One thing I did not know is that he was sober for years and years and years, apparently. And
oh, really?
He was responsible for getting a lot of other celebrities sober.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah, like a lot of people are coming forward and saying, you know, like I had a problem and Richard Lewis, you know, got me into rehab or let me stay at his house or, like, you know, took me to, you know, places to try to, you know, help me in my sobriety and my recovery. So he seemed to be a real help to the sober community, which is really, really incredible.
Larry said, Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital. And for most of my life, he's been like a brother to me. Wow. He had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today he made me sob, and for that I'll never forgive him.
That's a nice tribute to a friend.
Yeah,
really sad. He seemed like a very, very nice guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, he will be well missed by a lot of people, I think, and his acting as well. This story, totally bizarre.
This story is so weird. So Tish Cyrus, who is Miley's mom. This headline was so confusing. It was like Tish Cyrus stole her husband Dominic from her daughter Noah.
This family is fucked.
So Miley has a sister Noah, and
she's like an emo singer, like goth.
Yeah. Did she shave off her eyebrows or like dye them white or something?
Yeah, she's...
She apparently was dating Dominic from... Did you watch Prison Break?
I didn't watch it, but yeah, he's like one of the dudes from Prison
Michael
Break.
Michael Schofield's brother, Dominic. Yeah. Apparently Noah, the daughter, was dating Dominic, and then the mom, Tish, stole him from her daughter, and they got married, and then they didn't let Noah come to the wedding or something.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's why because the day of the wedding, Noah and her brother, I guess they have a brother, they posted a photo of themselves and like being like, we're having a sibling sleepover, like there's nowhere else we'd rather be.
Oh.
Kind of as like a thing, like we don't, or like, this is our true family. There's nowhere else we'd rather be, as kind of a thing, a dig. And okay. I was like, this is so weird. What's the riff? But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, I like a few of Miley's songs.
Sure.
Her personality stresses me out so bad.
She's very intense.
She needs, she doesn't need to do anything. She should be herself. But if she chilled out a bit, she'd be more my speed.
Yeah. No, I think she's very talented.
Yeah.
She got an interesting voice.
I'm but sure man, she's what, been through a lot.
Man. Growing up in that family, whew.
Yeah. Her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, have you ever looked at his Instagram?
No.
It's deranged.
Why?
He also has a really young girlfriend or wife or something.
I bet. Oh,
She's like this young 20-year-old, and he looks crazy.
Her name is Fire Rose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you on... oops. Are you on his Instagram?
No, I was on his Wikipedia.
Oh, go on his Instagram, just so you can see what he looks like.
Oh,
he's like, has super long ombre hair.
He's got an ombre?
He's always in a hat, like, looking down. He just looks freaky.
Oh, plans with Fire Rose. Oh, did he, like, is he making music with his new wife?
I don't know.
Whoa. Is that a natural ombre?
They look like they might be on something. There's just something going on in this.
Something is going on
in this family.
There's a lot of hair between the two of them.
Yeah, it's just a real like hippie-ish country hippie vibe. I don't know.
Country hippie vibe.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
A lot. Their pictures are very face-tuned.
Oh, they're so face-tuned. And I'm like, is he doing that or is she doing that? And then they're uploading them.
I bet she's doing it.
I don't know. Something's up over there. Something's in the water.
Something's up over there.
Yeah. Something's up in the Baldwin family, too.
Oh, I didn't know that Haley Baldwin has a sister.
Well, this started because who's there? Who's Haley's dad? Is it Stephen?
Stephen.
So Stephen Baldwin, like, tweeted or on Instagram stories said, like, pray for Justin and Haley.
Right. Like, very secretive, cryptic, like,
yeah,
they're going through something.
And we still don't really know what it is. But then this came out.
I guess Haley was, like, pissed off. Was like, why are you telling people our business?
Yeah, but then this story came out the next day. So it was like, is it about this? Because maybe we should be praying for Haley's sister.
I don't know. Her name's Alea Baldwin Aronow. She's a sister.
Rolls off the tongue.
She was arrested for throwing a tampon in a bar.
Used tampon.
Assuming it's her own.
I don't know. It's like, did she just pull that thing out and throw it?
Yeah, I hope. I hope. I hope she didn't dig in the trash.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
maybe she did.
I don't know. I feel like it's. I don't. It's. We're. I'm just. That's crazy.
Oh wait, no. She needed to use the bathroom to throw up and change her tampon.
Throw up and change her tampon?
She went to the bathroom and when the bartender returned, she threw a tampon at her.
I mean, that
she was like drunk and getting into fights at the bar.
That screams drinking problem to me.
Yeah.
If you have to throw, if you're going to the bathroom to throw up and then come back and throw
it's amazing, like when people who like go like throw up and then they're like, I'm fine. It's like, you have a problem.
Oh yeah, I've puked and rallied and I'm sober now. So no, there's, I mean, if you puke and rally sometimes, like whatever, it happens.
Sure.
But I, you know, I've puked and rallied at a bar and, you know, it just, it's not, I've never thrown a tampon at someone.
Yeah, not yet.
No, not yet. That's true. There's still time. This is, wow. I'm changing my tampon. Do you want to see it? And flings it up and smacks it in my face.
Ew.
So she did a slap. She did a tampon slap.
Oh no.
That's somehow even grosser.
Ooh, splatter. Foop.
I love that the bartender's response, the bartender's quote to the press is, it was a pretty gross thing to do.
Yeah.
You think?
I'll say.
Yeah, I agree. That is a
it was
pretty,
a very gross thing.
It is a pretty gross thing to do.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another pretty gross thing is, did you watch any of this second part of the J-Lo documentary?
I have not watched it yet. I probably will.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched parts of it. And she seems kind of like a bitch to me, which maybe isn't a surprise.
Sure.
B, I cannot believe she put her own money into this.
It's a documentary about how she made.
Yeah, it's a documentary about her making this music video movie thing.
Okay.
And first of all, it's so sad. It's kind of sad watching her make it because there's so much like hope and her thinking that this is going to be a groundbreaking state of the art, first of its kind piece of work, you know? And I'm like,
I mean, it kind of, it's groundbreaking in certain ways.
For sure. God, it was so funny. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it.
I watched that one clip that you sent. Of her and Ben sitting on the couch.
Yeah. And she's like, it's meta. But the Daily Beast wrote some sort of review of it being like,
oh no,
this is a this is an incredible film about like narcissism and delusion. And then J-Lo wrote,
quoted it,
but just said, this is an incredible film. She just took that
this
part.
This is an incredible film. Yes. But she put it on Instagram.
Yeah, but left out the second half where it's like about
whoever
delusion.
Wrote the article or someone was like, that's one way to put it. Yeah. The full quote. Yeah, this is an incredible film of narcissism.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact thing, but like she just split it in half. So it's only like the first part that like seems like it's going to be a good quote. But
that's so funny.
That's really, it's just, you know, watching her make it and then realizing that like it's kind of, once it's out, like it's falling flat. It's not, she's not going to win awards for it.
No.
It's not going to do a resurgence of her career. And she put, what, like $20 million into it or something?
That's what she said, but
I think it's more.
Martin was like, all this rendering, all this glass, he's like, this is way more than $20
million. Well, because they're going, there's even one scene where they're going over time and they have to have this, one of the actors come an extra day. And they're like, that's an extra $200,000 just for this guy to come an extra day, just for this one actor. And I'm like, she is just pissing money out the drain.
I mean, she has a shit ton of money to spend on it, I guess.
I guess, but like looking back, it's just, I feel like 2 years from now, she's going to be like, what a waste of $20 million for nothing.
I wonder how much Amazon paid her.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess, did Amazon must have bought it? Or do you think she's like, can I put this on your platform?
I wonder. I mean, I guess I would assume they bought it.
Oh, right. So, I mean, maybe she got her money back. I hope. I don't even like J-Lo, but I hope, just because I was cringing thinking like, oh God, this is all money down the drain. But she and Ben seem cute together, so there's that.
They seem happy, so
yeah. But Jay Shetty is in the movie.
Yeah,
and
I saw this.
Yeah, so I've tried to listen to his podcast. I it's not really for me, but I do follow him on Instagram. If you know who he is, he's like a famous life coach to the stars. I think he's like
a guru.
Yeah. I think he's life coached, like Justin Bieber, and, he officiated, I guess, J-Lo and Ben's wedding. And And I've always, you know, part of the reason why I stopped life coaching is because I'm just a little, you know, there's such a stigma to life coaching. And
I
feel like the only good,
it's unfortunate,
life coach left is like Ayanla Van Sant or whatever, you know, like Ayanla.
Who's that?
Ayanla Fix. I'm mispronouncing her name. Ayanla Fix My Life.
Oh, yes. I can't remember. I know the Instagram.
Yeah. So anyways, it turns out that this guy, Jay Shetty, is like a total fraud. That he's just kind of made up his own past. I think he said he's like spent time as a monk or.
Yeah, I saw the guy who wrote the article tweeted. He's like, I wrote this for Esquire a year ago, but then they weren't interested in like an expose. But The Guardian was like, oh, we're interested. So he like spent a whole year digging into his past.
Yeah. I guess he grew up Hare Krishna and, you know, is right. trying to distance himself from that. He's plagiarizes work.
Oh, yeah. He plagiarized like a lot of his work that he yeah. says he like came up with.
He has questionable credentials, I guess. His school, he has like a school that you yeah. can go to, and I guess is essentially like an MLM with questionable yeah. credentials.
Yeah, he claims it's like associated with like other universities in New York or something, but they're like, no, it's not.
Yeah. And
he claimed to get like a degree in something, but the college he went to doesn't even offer that degree.
Yeah. And it seems like he doesn't even have a life coaching certification right. or credential, which is interesting.
And apparently when he was spending those 3 years as a monk, he was actually living in London, like making YouTube videos.
Yeah. It's bizarre. It's bananas. Yes. So, which yeah. reminds me, I have to start doing my applications for graduate school. So, yeah, it's just really wild. And he has not said anything about the allegations. Yeah. He's just, which I feel honestly, first of all,
that's the way to go.
I'm not pro this, but if I was PR, I feel like that's the way to go. You just don't
ignore it. It'll go away.
You ignore it and then just wait for the next thing mm-hmm. to happen to someone else. So mm-hmm. we'll see. I'm sure it will do nothing to his career.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I bet people will be like, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I still like what he's saying, I guess. Yeah. So I don't think it will make a dent, but that's
the plagiarizing
crazy.
Stuff is like,
of course.
That feels like the most damning.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I think lying about your credentials to yeah. make you seem like you have some sort of foundation. I don't understand why he doesn't just come out as from the beginning as being like, this is my perspective on life. If you're mm-hmm. into it, you know, listen to me. If you're not, then don't. Instead of yeah. creating this whole lore around you, you know?
I know. It's weird because I feel like that it doesn't even really matter.
Right.
Or like, because I don't know.
If I, you know, I have friends who I listen to who are uncredentialed or whatever, and I just like right. their perspective and I like their advice right. and I like their insight. I don't need them to be some sort of, you know,
need
I
to lie about like
I spent months
being a
in
monk
the
for
Himalayas and, you know, it's yeah. just I don't need it. Another celebrity controversy. P. Diddy has now been sued by a male producer for sexual assault. So he's been, I think he was being sued by three different women.
Yeah.
Now a male producer has come forward, Rodney Jones, a former producer and videographer for Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy, has filed a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and grooming.
Oh.
He collaborated with Combs on his most recent album, Love, between 2022 and 2023. So that was recent. Yeah, he said P. Diddy didn't compensate him for his work, forced him to interact with sex workers, threatened him, served him alcoholic beverages laced with drugs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Diddy is accused of soliciting prostitutes. The article says prostitutes. And underage girls to attend parties.
Oh, no.
Yeah, lots of...
Yikes. Jones lived with a hip-hop mogul for months at a time while working on the album. He accused Diddy of grabbing his genitals without consent. Yikes.
Yeah, P. Diddy what? Sounds...
Diddy, what are you doing?
Yeah, he seems like he has some boundary issues,
yeah.
to say the least.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be a trial for all this.
Unless he settled out of court.
He settled with Cassie with an undisclosed amount.
Well, he's seeking, I guess, $30 million. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
I mean, he's going to be out of money with all these settlements he's going to be having
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, right?
It's fucking crazy. Well, True Crime Corner, another drugging story, which is horrible.
This story
is terrifying.
Terrifying.
So it's so scary.
Dad in Lake Oswego, Oregon, is accused of drugging girls, 12-year-old girls, at his daughter's sleepover.
Jesus Christ.
His name is Michael Maiden. He's 57. He ended up turning himself into police and was indicted on 9 felony and misdemeanor charges, including causing another to ingest a controlled substance. Apparently, his daughter, they're all 12-year-old girls.
Disgusting.
I think it was two or three girls came over to have a sleepover at their friend's house. And then they said sometime between 9 and 11 p.m., the dad made them mango smoothies with like white chunks in them.
Oh, God.
And like encouraged them to drink them. And one of the girls was like, oh, I don't like smoothies. He was like, oh, no, I'll make a different one, different flavor for you. And she was like, okay. Oof. It was turned out to be benzodiazepine, which is that Xanax? What's benzodiazepine? Valium, Xanax, Ativan, Klonopin.
Oh, whoa.
Yeesh. So he put that in the smoothies. And then the girls all went to bed. But one of the girls didn't finish her secretly did not finish her smoothie.
Oh, God.
I wonder if it's because, like, she felt weird about it or she just didn't like it. I'm not sure why she didn't finish it. But they were all, like, most of the girls were sleeping. She was still awake. She saw the dad come downstairs. So she closed her eyes to pretend that she was sleeping.
Yeah.
And she saw the dad, like, wave his hand in front of some of the girls' faces
to see
if they were sleeping. Like,
oh my God, that's terrifying.
And then putting a finger under one of their noses and waving a hand.
Oh my God.
And she's told the police, she's like, I could feel him watching her by his presence as she kept her eyes shut. And then he apparently like went back upstairs. And then she frantically texted her mom. It was 1:43 a.m. She said, Mom, please pick me up. And just say I had a family emergency. I don't feel safe. I might not respond, but please come get me. Please, please pick up. Please, please.
Did the mom respond?
Well, apparently this girl texted another adult. It doesn't say who, but that adult came to pick her up.
Thank
might have been
God.
Like a family friend or someone picked her up, drove her back home. She woke up her mom, and then the mom texted the other parents.
Thank God.
Was like, there's something going on. You need to get your girls.
Yeah.
So all the parents drove over there and they got to the house and the guy, Michael, was like, oh no, they're all sleeping. Come back in the morning. And the parents were like, fuck no. I need my daughter now. So the girls were like wobbly, like couldn't walk.
Walked out.
One of the girls was like, what happened? Where am I? Like, well, they were so out of it.
Jesus.
So they took him to the hospital. And turns out they were drugged with whatever, benzodiazepine. And he got arrested. And
God, good.
Like, what the fuck? I mean, I would assume I know what he was planning on doing.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
his poor daughter, you know, I'm sure that a lot of stuff has gone on with her throughout her life. I hope that she gets relocated somewhere. Oh, that's
that
horrible.
Poor daughter. But there was, I've been reading a lot about like sleepovers and how they're not popular anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's a lot of parents who do not allow their kids to go to sleepovers.
Yeah, it's
there was
scary.
This like one, I can't remember, some like radio show host, but Martin sent me this clip like a few years ago and how he was like, I never allowed my daughter to go to sleepovers and she was so mad at me and she would get so angry. And when she turned like 18 or 19, or 18, her dad was like, okay, you're 18, you can go to sleepover if you want. And she did. And it was all these girls talking. And
they were all talking about like being molested as kids.
Yes. Yeah. And they were like, oh, this is your first sleepover. She's like, yeah, I've never done a sleepover. And the girls were like, yeah, well, one time we had a sleepover, like this happened. This girl's brother did this to me and this happened and a dad. And she called her dad crying. She's like, dad, like, thank you.
Yeah. It's not scary out there.
So much horrible stuff happens at sleepovers because you don't know, like, even if you trust the parents, like,
yeah,
maybe the parents have friends over, maybe the parents hire babysitter, maybe the older brother has a gross friend that comes over, like, you don't know what's going on.
I totally agree.
It's
like
terrifying.
If I ever had kids, I'd be like, you know, your friends can come here, but I don't know if I'm comfortable. It's, I don't know, it scares me.
And a lot of parents are doing these things called sleep unders, where like they let them hang out till like 11 p.m.
Yeah,
and they pick them up. I'm like, that seems fine.
Totally. Yeah, I don't know. Not to be a fear monger, but it's scary.
No, but yeah, not to be like.
Yeah, no, I think it's
a helicopter parent.
No, but I totally think yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
And school's scary too.
Speaking of school. Ripley's never leaving the house.
Yeah, seriously.
This story, crazy. A married principal pleads guilty to hiring hitman to kill his pregnant teacher girlfriend and her unborn baby.
What?
So this married Missouri middle school principal was apparently having an affair with one of the teachers. She got pregnant.
Oh, God.
And he hired someone to kill her.
That's insane.
Which is so fucked.
What?
So he is sentenced. He did a plea, or he might be sentenced to life in prison. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so fucked. He apparently had like multiple girlfriends.
God.
Yeah. And he stole money from like the school to pay for
the hitman. Man. This guy's
like, what
deranged.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
He apparently texted Philip J. Cutler and the week, it was like March 20th, 2016. He was texting him. He's like, okay, that'll work. You're going to be sending the package? And he sent him $2,500
That's all it takes to kill someone?
I guess so.
That seems pretty cheap to kill someone. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's just like a nice purse.
I know.
If I was going to kill someone, I would charge more. Like, my conscience is worth more than that. I mean, I wouldn't kill someone. I want that on the record for any amount of money. Wow, that's crazy. They should probably investigate their principals more before hiring them. I would imagine that guy has a record prior to doing this. I feel like it doesn't happen out of a vacuum.
Yeah, I feel like you just don't go from like, I'm gonna hire a hitman.
Must have done something weird in the past that they skipped over or something.
Have you been reading about this Madeline Soto stuff?
I know.
She was, oh God, how old was she?
13.
So she went missing a few days ago. And her mom and her stepdad, her mom's boyfriend, were like doing it, like distraught. Like the boyfriend's like, I dropped her off at school. Like, I don't know. And we just haven't seen her since. And it turns out that the mom's boyfriend is responsible for killing her. And it's fucked up because, like, and people think the mom may be in on it too. Because, like, the mom is doing this interview and, like, her boyfriend's just, like, walking around in the background, like, drinking soda. And, like, they don't seem
just, like, chilling out,
upset. But there's, like, security footage of that morning of the boyfriend, like, with Madeline in the car, going to school, but they think that Madeline may have been dead already. And they found her body like dumped on the side of the road, like where the boyfriend had like a flat tire apparently and was like changing it.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's so sad.
It's like in the true crime episode where Liz didn't care about her animals dying in the fire.
Right.
It's like, if you're not fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a time where like I couldn't find Asher in the backyard for like 3 minutes. And I was like, call the cops, you know, it's just.
I couldn't find my cat for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Turns out she was just like in the backyard on the fence. Like she had cut open her like stomach on a stick or something. And she was just scary. Like hiding because like cats always hide when they're injured.
Yeah, totally.
I would like Martin was out to dinner. I was like, I can't find Kitty. I don't know. And, like he came back. I was like, Kitty's gone. I don't know where she's going. And then like she came out and I was like, Kitty, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's the same. Asher was
distraught.
Asher was under the bed. And I was like,
Asher, you
I was losing
rascal.
My mind, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not fucking...
If your child is missing, you're like inconsolable.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I would be like John Wick style. So I don't, yeah. I don't, this stuff always like,
yeah,
it always feels obvious. Well, Bachelor, I would step in front of a train for Joey.
Every week your love gets stronger.
I literally texted Every you and Maria week. Being like, I'm really afraid I'm falling in love with Joey.
Imagine how the girls on the show feel.
I know. I love my boyfriend very much, but I love Joey more. Just kidding.
Who did? So he picked the four girls for hometowns.
Yeah, it's cochlear implant.
Christmas tree farm, Daisy.
Yeah.
Imprint. Maria.
Oh, yeah. Maria.
Crazy Maria.
Who did you see Nick Vial? Unliked photos that he had liked of her like 5 years ago.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Like, I guess
5 years ago.
Yeah. So I guess he must have known her or knows her from like the past or something.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So I don't know how.
Why
but
is he unliking photos?
Someone.
Did they have like a?
They must have maybe like dated or hooked up in the
up
past
or something.
And I think like maybe his girlfriend was like unlike those or something, or maybe the production was like unlike them so that people don't see
right.
that there's like a connection.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but so Maria, and then the girl who I like, she always wanted to go to Spain with her boyfriend, with a boyfriend, and then they...
He sent home Kelsey, who's very sweet. I feel so bad for her. And then he sent home Jen?
Okay, it's Kelsey, Maria, Daisy, and Rachel are the final four.
Oh, I thought he sent home Kelsey. Is there two Kelseys?
Kelsey T?
Oh, I think there's Kelsey B? Hold on. Who's the
I never
one
know
that
anyone's
looks,
name.
Who's the one that looks like she could be in like a 90s high school TV show? She has like curly hair, like long curly hair.
I don't know. There's New Orleans, Maria, cochlear implant, and then...
It's crazy how...
And then the one with the curly hair.
Well, there's two girls with curly hair. Who's the one girl that's like mixed? She's like...
She's in the final four.
That's Rachel. Oh, Kelsey A.
Kelsey A is New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay, so it's cochlear implant, Maria, New Orleans, and Rachel.
Rachel. Yes. I liked Kelsey. Was it Kelsey B? The one who hadn't talked to her dad. He was very religious and she wasn't into his religion.
And they were Jehovah's Witnesses is what it was. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She seemed very sweet, but like I kind of felt like,
I like this final four, but I kind of feel like he's not going to end up with anyone.
I feel like Daisy is the front runner.
I don't think maybe any of these people are named Daisy.
Daisy. The cochlear implant.
Oh, Christmas tree farm. Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know her name.
Daisy.
I only know them by nicknames. But I love him.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Yeah. Traitors, I'm behind on.
I think we're behind an episode as well. Is the finale's not out yet, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Who was the last person to get sent home?
I might be behind two episodes, but I already know that I know Phaedra's gone now because I read it on the internet.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's the episode that I watched.
I haven't watched that yet. So then you're up to date if Phaedra's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were behind episode.
No, because I haven't seen the episode where I stopped at the cliffhanger. The last episode I saw was MJ was writing either Peter or Phaedra. And
right.
It was a cliffhanger. And I know that it was Peter who ended up going home, but I haven't seen that episode yet. And then I haven't seen the episode from this Thursday.
It's so funny when people are like so sure. They're like, the clues, you know, I think you have to be a traitor because like you did this and this and this and this happened and you looked at me weird and then you did this.
Yeah.
And you're a traitor. And then it's like, I'm not. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. They're so wrong.
Yeah.
I just love the love story between CT and Phaedra just having crushes on each other. It's so cute to me.
Yes.
Summer House, I am not watching. Is it back on?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was back on. There's two episodes out. Did you watch last season?
Yes.
Oh, you gotta watch.
Okay.
There's two episodes.
Okay, I'll have to get on that.
Because we know that Carl and Lindsay
break up. Yeah.
In episode two, you're like, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I'll have to catch up on that then.
And there's two new guys who one of them is very funny, like legit funny.
Okay.
And then there's another guy who's like super tall and like attractive.
Okay, tall guy, funny guy. Into it? I'll watch.
That's good.
Oh, movies. You watched the documentary, Can I Tell You a Secret?
Yes.
I only watched the first episode because I couldn't get past. So it's about these girls in England who are being kind of cyber-stalked / their identities are being taken on the internet. People are making fake like Instagrams of them and... Mm-hmm. And talking to their friends and families and coworkers and, you know, stalking them essentially. But it seems, do you get what I say now when I say it seems like it was made on iMovie?
Yeah. Yes. It's very low budget. Yeah. Cheap. It's very cheap.
And they do a voiceover for the stalker.
Yes.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
That it distracts you from the entire movie that's going on.
Yeah.
Like for the stalker, like villain, they're like, hello, Jessica. It's me, the stalker. And they do this weird, like Bane voice and it distracts you from everything that's going on. Cause you're like, why did they do this voiceover for the stalker?
It's weird.
Did you watch the whole thing? I couldn't.
I think it's two episodes. I think so. I watched most of it. But yeah, it is scary how someone can like pretend to be you. And these girls were like, they were pretending to be me and like talking to like friends of family members, like weird, like sexual messages.
Yeah.
Like, that's so uncomfortable and awkward and weird.
Yeah. Making up a fake Instagram of me and like sexting with my boss. Like,
it's
embarrassing.
Weird.
Yeah. I watched that part and then I couldn't watch the part where they figure out who the guy is or what happens because I couldn't get past the voice. So I kept laughing and I kept being so distracted.
Oh,
and they would also, every time the guy would talk, they would put up an emoji. Like a smiling villainous emoji. And
it's
I was
weird.
Just like, what is this? Who made this? If you watch it, let us know. It's on Netflix. Let us know what you think. Maybe I'll watch part two today. No books for you, Miss Reader?
What am I currently reading? I'm reading a Neil Gaiman book called Neverwhere.
Oh, right. You said that last week, right? You're still reading it?
I don't know. I finished that Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow book about like the video games.
Oh, right.
I'm reading. Just start another book.
Good for you. I have not read a book in years. All right,
it's
guys.
Been years.
It's been years. Books, I haven't heard that name in years. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week. Please call in or let us know if you have any important bimbo news for us to cover. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. Bimbo news. All the news you can handle. Bimbo news. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo news. Everything you want to know about recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Apex.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.